Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Tuesday, August 29th, 2017. I am Richie Ferron, and here are your headlines. Salisbury MP Hector John laments Koulibistri has been forgotten by the government of Dominica. Pilot dies in Guyana plane crash. And North Korea fires missile over Japan in unprecedented threat. The news is brought to you compliments DigiCell. More details coming up.
Are you ready to save big on data, talk, and messaging? Introducing Digicel's Quick Pick Prepaid Bundles. Get data, unlimited Digicel talk, and unlimited WhatsApp messages. Pay $3.50 for our daily plan, $2.86 a day for our weekly plan, or save the most with our 30-day plan. Just $2 a day. Go to my Digicel app or dial *140# to buy a Quick Pick plan and start saving today on data, talk, and messaging.
Digicel. In news this morning, unconfirmed reports indicate that Trade Minister Ian Douglas, who is also the parliamentary representative for Portsmouth, may have been flown out of Dominica for medical attention. The reports alleged that Douglas was admitted for a few days at the Princess Margaret Hospital in Roseau, Dominica. His condition allegedly worsened and he was transported out of the country for further treatment. It is not certain as to the country to which Minister Douglas was transported for the alleged treatment, or what was his specific ailment or the extent of his ailment. Q95 FM Radio will make every effort to verify the authenticity of this story and will bring you more information as it becomes available. However, should the story be true, Q95 wishes Mr. Douglas the very best and a speedy recovery. Dominica Olympic Committee President Billy Doctrov says they have decided to relocate their office premises to a more suitable place. He described the premises inherited by his new executive as an office within a storeroom and ill-suited to promote productivity. He said as a result, the relocation of the DOC office immediately became one of the primary priorities of his new executive.
The very next morning after the election, when we went, the Secretary General and myself, we went to the Olympic Committee office, and we spent about 3.5 hours there that next day. And early, we recognized the severity of the task at hand. Basically, the office, and I don't mince my words, the office I considered to be a dump. I considered it to be an office within a storeroom. And I realized that for an organization as the Dominica Olympic Committee, that was unacceptable. So we were not happy about the physical condition of the office. And one of the first things that we were looking at was the relocation of the DOC office.
Salisbury MP Hector John laments that Koulibistri appears to have been forgotten by the government of Dominica. During the passage of Tropical Storm Erica in 2015, Koulibistri was the second hardest hit community, suffering major infrastructural damage. John says while he is happy for the residents of Petite Savanne and other areas who have received new homes, he's very concerned about the residents of Koulibistri on the second anniversary of that natural disaster. John says he has spoken to numerous individuals in authority in relation to this matter. However, he has come to the conclusion the community has been completely forsaken by the government. John went on to call on the relevant authorities to meet with the people and hear their concerns.
I am 100% for what the people of Petite Savanne they are getting. Although some are saying they want to go back home, they are paying the loans for their homes and they are not living in it. Even the government meeting the expenses, they are not comfortable in some of the areas that they are. So you have some challenges. You have some people saying they're happy that they're out and whatnot. But majority of the people that I speak with, they'll tell me that they want to go back home. And I can understand why. But Koulibistri has been totally ignored. Right now, you have people from Koulibistri who live along the river and even lower down by the old bridge. By the bridge that was destroyed. That is the only bridge they have crossing in the village, and they have not done anything on it. They need retaining walls. I have spoken to ministers, I have spoken to the person in charge of relocation, and we are not seeing anything happening in Kulibishri. And it is sad that you had Kulibishri as a disaster zone, also as the second hardest hit, and yet still you're not hearing anything happening to the people of Kulibishri, any support. The government has not held a meeting 2 years later. I hope the government can sit down with the people of Kulibishri very soon and listen to their plight.
Still on the local scene, as part of the Dominic Aba Association's Tropical Storm Erica relief efforts, four secondary school students will be the recipients of checks totaling $2,000 tomorrow or today, Tuesday, August 29, 2017. According to a release, the DBA Tropical Storm Erica Relief Scholarship commenced in October of 2015 with an award to one student who is now in the fifth form of the Pierre Charles Secondary School. Three other students are now recipients of the scholarship program. They attend the Dominica Grammar School and the St. Martin Secondary School. The students come from the communities of Point Caribe and Petit Savan. The rationale behind the scholarship program is to assist in the education of the children affected by Tropical Storm Erica, ultimately providing a more meaningful and lasting impact on their lives. The funds for the scholarship program came from donations from members of the DBA and Sister Bar Associations of the OECS. Meanwhile, the Dominica Bar Association is set to host the 14th OECS Law Conference in the Commonwealth of Dominica from September 15th to the 17th, 2017 at the Dominica State House Conference Room. According to a release, the Law Conference is the premier event of the OECS Bar Association. Over 60 delegates and presenters from throughout the jurisdiction of the Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court, attorneys and judges of the court will be in attendance. The new law term will open on 20th September 2017, and the Court of Appeal will sit to hear matters in the Commonwealth of Dominica. The opening will be simulcast live from Dominica to the other OECS territories of the Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court. The Dominica Bar Association says it looks forward to hosting the event and to welcoming the delegates during this 50th anniversary of the Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit has stated that a date has not been set to go back to Parliament for parliamentary debate for amendment to the election laws. On Friday, May 26, 2017, the government adjourned the sitting of Parliament without further consideration of other matters which were on the order paper, including the amendment to a bill for an act to amend the House of Assembly Election Act and a bill to amend the Registration of Electors Act. This adjournment came about as a result of public protest. The amendments also make provisions for the introduction of the National Identification Card. The Electoral Commission has embarked on a sensitization campaign towards introduction of the new National ID Card system here in Dominica. The Prime Minister spoke to members of the media last week.
The government, by its actions, have demonstrated its absolute commitment to these processes. We have provided the Electoral Commission all of the monies required to acquire the infrastructure. We have approved all of the staff they require to effect these changes. But the legal authority resides with the Parliament. And as the entire country knows, we did in fact go to Parliament to seek to pass the legislation. The opposition was completely opposed to it. They have not since then provided any alternate, which sections in the legislation that you have difficulties with, and what are your alternative amendments. Talking about it on a talk show is not sufficient. We are members of Parliament, and we have to take this work very seriously. So we're very committed to this. It's a matter for the country now to determine the next steps, because we have not yet received from anyone of those who are opposed to the legislation. What are the alternatives? The Electoral Commission can only move forward with the legislative authority.
In more news, Photographer Yuri Jones will launch his photography coffee table book entitled Majestic and Magical on Thursday, 31st August 2017 at 7 p.m. at the UWE Open Campus. This photography book is a collection of Jones's capture of the lush terrain and natural beauty of Dominica. It includes some of his best work in landscape photography from 2013 to 2015 and is grouped according to location in three distinct sections, close to home, north and south. According to Mr. Jones, photography inspired him to appreciate Dominica's beauty. An unforeseen result of my love for photography was that the more I created landscape photographs, the more I fell in love with Dominica's scenery, says Jones. This coffee table book is a product of my love for photography and Dominica. And though I am still learning and growing as an artist, I look forward to sharing my work. Jones hopes the book will enable others to share his appreciation for the island's beauty and inspire them to visit the locations and explore Dominica themselves. The book launch is free and open to all. In the wake of yesterday's tragic plane crash and two other incidents in just over a month, Guyanese authorities are stepping up stringent checks of aircraft and crew. The David Granger administration has ordered the Guyana Civil Aviation Authority to increase the frequency of its inspections to ensure there is greater safety. Yesterday, Captain Imran Khan perished after the Cessna 206 plane owned by Air Services Limited crashed just off Madia, a small community in the Potaro Siparuni region. The plane, which was shuttling between Chai Chai and Madia, was scheduled to land at 8:47 a.m. yesterday, but it did not. An emergency transmitter locator, also known as ELT signal, was picked up at 9:08 a.m., triggering a search and rescue operation. And North Korea has fired a missile over northern Japan in a move Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called an unprecedented threat to his country. The missile launched early on Tuesday, Korean time, flew over Hokkaido Island before crashing into the sea. The United Nations Security Council is expected to hold an emergency meeting in response. North Korea has conducted a flurry of missile tests recently, but this is the first time it has fired what is thought to be a ballistic weapon over Japan. On the two previous occasions, its rockets crossed Japan in 1998 and 2009. North Korea said they were for satellite launch vehicles and not weapons. That's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Salisbury MP Hector John laments Coulibistri has been forgotten by the government of Dominica. Pilot dies in Guyana plane crash, and North Korea fires missile over Japan in unprecedented threat. The news was brought to you compliments DigiCell. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at q95da.com to view the stories, or click on our podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message. The numbers are 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell.